in these parshiyas, I think that there's a constant challenge of trying to understand the interplay between Yosef and Binyamin. You can ask these questions along a long, large range of subjects, but I'm always sort of fascinated by the Mialedes, who's helping Rochel to bear Binyamin. It was a difficult birth, and she was a nice lady, apparently, and she tries to comfort her patient and says, "Oh, don't worry, Gamzeh l'choben, you're getting another son. Isn't that nice?" Now, that's a beautiful gesture, and if I had to recommend her as a midwife to somebody else, I would certainly recommend her. Does that have to be immortalized in the Torah? Is that in such an important thing that this Mialedes was a thoughtful lady and she is trying to make Rochel take her mind away from the pain? Veves, she's a nice lady. So that has to be, that's in the Nitzchias of Torah. Muzdor sein, there's no sofek that we're not talking about over here in Hilchos Nice. We're talking about over here in a sugya of Nibba v'lo yado mashe Nibba, that there was enormous mashmos in this Gam ze yilcho ben. The emes is, what do you mean Gam? What's this child got to do with that child? He's also a son. He's a son. Hello, congratulations, you have a little boy. What do you mean you have a little boy besides Yosef? What's that? What is the nibo? What was she misnabe over here? Gamze is your son. And as I say, why immortalize that? So I think that this year for the first time, you know, it's such a machaya to say this shiurim, because you're absolutely forced into thinking things through, which otherwise perhaps we wouldn't have thought through. I don't exactly know where to start. But let's start over here in Vayetze, this week's Pasha. So, Vayishka Elokim es Rochel, Vayishma Eleya Elokim, Vayiftach es Rachma. Vata vatelet bein, vatoma osaf Elokim es cheposi, vatikro es shemo Yosef, lema Yosef Hashem li bein acher. Okay, we all know the psukim. Years ago, one of the shiurim, I asked this question, that I think that nowadays a child psychologist or something would have taken Rochel aside and said, "Rochel, that's no way to raise a child. You're calling this boy Yosef to submit a prayer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Please, I want another son. What's that going to make Yosef feel like? Yeah, he's going to go to school and the kids are going to say, 'Hey, what's your name? Yosef. Why is it called Yosef?' Oh, because my mother wanted another son besides me." I mean, what's that going to do for his self-confidence? It's a very, very strange kind of thing. That's why she calls his name Yosef. And then a minute later, what does it say? Vayihi kasher yoldo Rochel es Yosef, and so on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah? Excuse me. She started off with Osaf Elokim es Cheposi, and then Vatikra, Shema Yosef, Lema Yosef Hashem. So the earlier pasuk seems to say Osaf Elokim es Cheposi. So what's going on in these psukim? Osav elokim es cheposi. What does that mean, Osav? Rashi says, Hichniso b'mokam shelo seiro'eh. In other words, Osav over here does not mean to gather, but it means to hide. And Rashi brings a number of examples where that evidently has that meaning in Chumash, or in Tanakh. Okay, so what do you mean Hashem hid my chepo? What was her chepo? Oh, Zog Rashi. Where's chepo? Chepo, see? Sho yisi le chepo, shani akoro, vo yoimim alai, she'ele le chelko shel Esav, and so on and so forth. So the first pshat in Rashi is that I'm an akora. Now, I decided to check out what an akora is, and that helped me to understand a couple of psukim. What is an akora? Is an akora somebody who doesn't have children, or is an akora somebody who can't have children? So what does the Torah say about Rachel? So the Torah says, "Vayiftach Hashem dat misod et snua leva, vayiftach es rachma," that Leah was snua, and therefore vayiftach es rachla, "v'Rachel akara." What does that mean? And what's the hemshach? And why does that posuk have to say that? Yeah, vayah Elokim ki snua Leah. I understand that, so you've got to do something about that. Vayiftach es rachma. So what is the v'Rachel akara moisef over here? Kitzer, I looked in the Radak to see how he understands akara. So oka, the shoresh oka, la akara notua, to uproot something which is planted. Yeah? And Radak, as he always does, brings many examples of where it means to uproot something, to break something out of where it belongs. So therefore your oka and ilon or whatever it is, when they cut off the limbs of the animals, vayaka dovides kol orechev, aganse pasha, to uproot, that's what it means. What's it got to do with not having children? Zog de Radak, vo'isha she'eno yoledes nikra'es akora. Why? What are you uprooting? That somehow an organ is missing. Why is she not having children? Because apparently in the inside of her body is where the zera would go and would generate a birth in whatever way it does that. But she doesn't have that clay kibble. And memela, she can't be koilet the zera. Yeah? Something missing by him also. There's some mechanism which would make the zera act the way zera is supposed to act if you're going to have a child. And by him, this something was somehow missing. That's how the Radak learns. So, al kol ponim, in my shaila, it means, I think, that Rachel Akora means that Shitaka wasn't able to have children. So I think that would explain that posuk. Again, Vayayla kim ki senua Leia, that the Rabban Shem saw that Leia was a senua, and so he was Vayiftach es rachma. V'Rachel Akora. So we asked, what has V'Rachel Akora got to do with it? What's that nagea to anything? Oh, so the Teretz is like this. Because you could ask, okay, it's not nice to be a senua. It's not nice to be childless either. So why wasn't Ribbono Shel Paseach the rechem of Rachel? She also have a child. I mean, she was suffering also. The Teretz is, I think, that what the Pasuk is saying, and that would make perfect sense in the Pasuk, it would make perfect sense in the Pasuk by saying like this, Vayayelokim ki senua Leo. Leo was a perfectly healthy lady. She had all the organs, that's what I was thinking of before. She had all the organs which you need in order to have a baby. Shine. So all that's needed is that it should open up. I mean, you know, that's how nature works. I have no idea how the system works, but not every lady becomes pregnant by every beer when she's not pregnant. So there is such a thing as the rechem either being closed or to being open. So the Rabban Shem said, well, it's about time to open her rechem because she's a snoo and I'd like to change that. But Rachel Akoro, I think he's answering my question. Why not Rachel? Because Rachel is a Nes Gola, she's an Akora. So if she would have a child, that would be a Nes. So that it wasn't holding by. It wasn't holding by making a Shinui of Teva for Rachel. I think that is the Pshat in this Pasuk. I asked before, what does Rachel Akora have to do with Vayalakim Kisenua Leah? The answer is, that's the answer. Yeah, by Rachel, you could ask, so help Rachel too. Why do you have to only ask why do you only have to help Leah in her distress? Why not help Rachel in her distress? The answer to that is, because I'm not at this point holding by making her a Neis Golem. I think that's what it means. All right, So Rachel was an Akora. Kommt doch aus, that when Yosef was born, well, let's, what does it say in the Chumash? I'm missing Sforim again. One second. Here we are. Vayishka Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Eleho Elokim, Vayiftach es Rachmo. So there it seems to be that Vayiftach es Rachmo means that even though she was missing whatever she has to have in order to be koilet the Zera, so the Rabbeinu Shem himself interfered and made this Akora have a child. Oh, Mimele, I understand what Rashi says by Osaf. I didn't understand what Rashi says by Osaf. What does it say by Osaf? Hichniso b'mokom shelal tero. He took her shame to a place where nobody could see it. He hid her shame. Not that he removed her shame, but he hid her shame. What was her shame? So according to the first Pshat and Rashi over here, cheposi, shoyisi lechepo shani akora. Apparently a woman who's an akora, especially the way we saw in the Radak, that an akora means somebody who is somehow crippled in the sense that she's missing an organ which she needs in order to have children. So that's a chepo. People look at her and she say, if they're nice, they'll say, isn't it a shame? And if they're nasty, they say, look at her. It's a chepo. So she's saying, also, I would have thought means that he took it away, he took it, it's not there anymore. Yeah, because I see I did have a child. Maybe it means I did get the organ, the Rabbeinu Shem miraculously put the organ in me, whatever it is. But he doesn't say that. He says he hid my shame. He hid my shame as mashma, that the shame is still there. In other words, what happened when Rochel bore Binyamin? When Rochel bore Binyamin, did her shame go away? That means henceforth, When Rochel bore Yosef, so what happened? Did her shame go away? That means at that point she ceased to be an Akora? Or is the Pshat, no, she was an Akora. And the Rabbeinu Shem made this Akora have a baby, but she's still an Akora. And I think that the way Rashi learns that Osav Elokim es Cheposi means that the Rabbeinu Shem hid my Chepo, and my Chepo is that I'm an Akora, that people know that I'm an Akora. Well, he hid it. Nobody can know now. Because today I had a baby. Oh, how do you know I'm an Akora? I'm not an Akora. I had a baby. Since when is a Akora have babies? So therefore, the shame is hidden. It wasn't removed because she's stuck still an Akora. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is in Binyamin. So then she bore Binyamin. So how did she bear Binyamin? Is she still an Akora? It doesn't say over there that the Rabbeinu Shem was Vayiftach es Rachma. It says when they came to this in this place, so she was bearing. Is she an Akora? Isn't she an Akora? I think that if you take together all the things that we've been medayik in the Psukim now, I think it's clear that she was still an Akora. In other words, that the Rabbeinu Shalom Taka made a nes for her, and she had a baby. It was an Akora who had the baby. And I think that was the nibber, lo yodomasha nibber, of this kind, miyaledas, that she says, hey, yeah, gamze lecho ben. This is also for you a ben. Now she could have said, yeah, somebody asked her, why did you use such a strange expression? She said, I don't know, that's what came into my mind. But what Taka did the Rabbeinu Shem put in her mind? Gam, right? This is part of the nes that the Rabbeinu Shlomo made with Yosef. This is part of the nes. Binyamin is Ashtik Yosef. That's the word. It's all part of the same nes. Because the other question which has to be asked over here, and I also asked that a few years back when we were doing Vayetzeh, or Vayishlach probably. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, By all the other Shvotim, it says Vataha, that the conception was also said. The conception was also mentioned. The only place where it wasn't mentioned was by Dina, and Rashi brings the Chazal, well, that it was changed. But Be'etzem, it seems that the Vataha is part of what ought to be said. Now, by Binyamin, it doesn't say Vataha. So I think that the vote is like this. That again, I didn't see this in any of the Mefarshim, but that's the way the Loshon speaks to me. I don't know whether it's right, but what I would say is that if it would have said Vataha, that she conceived, and Vatelet Ben, so then it would be Mashma. She's not Nakor anymore, because if she's Nakor, she can't conceive. And yeah, so in other words, somehow she was cured. But it's not that way. In other words, there was no natural conception, because she's Nakor, and Radak said that Nakor is a lady who doesn't have the organs which make a conception possible. So it wasn't a conception. If it wasn't a conception, so therefore it doesn't say Vata, it just says Vatelet. And it's Mashma, and that is why the Mialedes, we asked before, why the Loshon of the Mialedes, Gamzel Choben, this is also a son for you. Oh, she didn't know what she was talking about, but what's the Nibber? The Nibber is that it's a gum. Yeah? The Nase of Yosef hasn't finished yet. The Nase of Yosef hasn't finished because this one is also a son. Wow! Yeah? It's just going on. The same Nase that allowed you to have Yosef, although you were a Nakova, so that Nase is still going on, and you're having Binyamin now. Wow, that is really something. And that is the Nibba v'lo yadam ha-shenibba of the Mialedes. Now, the emes is that once we have these, I mean, what we've done till now in this year was really, not all of it, but most of it was stuck new to me today. That this whole business of that is to hide. I never Sarashi said, all right, it means to hide. Fine, he hid it. I never thought about it. Hid what? How? Where? What? Why is it important? I never thought about it. Eschatoai ani maske hayan. I didn't think of it. Now I thought of it. Oh, yeah. So it made me be oimed on the fact that the chepo was still there. It's mashma that the chepo was still there. Except Hashem hid it. Nobody can call me an akora because I had a baby. I am a akora. Vol doesn't have to know about that. Yeah, he's hidden that. Now nobody can go and point at me and say, look, she's an akora. Well, that fits in beautifully. Yeah, but what are the toitzos of that? Well, so what does that bring about? That brings about that we have to ask, so how was Binyamin born? Was he born to an akora? So what I'm saying is that both from the words which the Torah immortalized from the kind Yeledes, plus the gum, yeah, which really doesn't seem to really belong over here in any logical kind of way. But if it's a nevuah, so then she's saying, you know what, that nase hasn't finished yet. The nase of Yosef is now being fulfilled in Binyamin. And that's why it doesn't say Vataha, because anything that Vataha means to us obviously didn't take place. So something else must have taken place. Okay, so it doesn't say it in the Torah. That's a Moira de Gezach. And what it gives us, is a chizuk in the yesoidus, which any of us, if we ever think about it really the way we ought to, the shaychus of Binyamin to Yosef. So where does Binyamin fit in there? Where does Yosef fit in there? That's really a big sugya. But everybody knows, I mean, Nacham Rashi brings that when Yosef later on asks Binyamin, before he reveals himself, says, "Do you have any children?" So he says, "Yeah, I've got 10 children." "Yeah, oh, what are their names?" And he hears that all the names are Shem Yosef. What? You know what? That makes a terrific yesoid, which is unbelievable. You see Binyamin having learned from his mother. It's so moiridic. Rochel was such a wonderful lady. What does she do? She gives her sister the simonim. Achshav Dotan, my sister, will become embarrassed. So she gives her the simonim. You're sacrificing your entire life. She didn't know that Yaakov would go and marry her after all. Yeah, she could have figured, okay, so now he's married to Leah. And well, okay, maybe I have to go to Esau. But she didn't consider that. She was willing to give up her whole life, her whole personality, her whole, whatever is worth living for. She was willing to live up. She shouldn't be, to give up. She shouldn't allow her sister to become a voyish. Right? And that is what Binyamin did. And that is what Binyamin did. Binyamin took his 10 children. It would have been so nice. They didn't have, what do they call these things today? Smart cameras. Yeah, in those days. But it would be nice if he had some pictures of his children sitting on the mantelpiece. Yeah, what's this kid called? I remember that I had this and this experience at the time. And that's why we called him XYZ. Right? And that's his photo. And his photo, he was a cute, yeah? They're not his children. They're Yosef's children. Because he himself is a continuation of Yosef. And the emphasis, it's even more than that. You see that in the whole story of Yosef and Binyamin. I have to apologize. I'm jumping around a little bit and going from this to that and this to that. So somebody who's listening lovingly will see that between all the thises and thats, there's a sort of string that is binding them together. But I know I'm being a little jumpy. That's for two reasons. First of all, because it involves a lot. And second of all, I'm in a little bit of a hurry. I have to go somewhere. So if this shear is not coming across so very smoothly, I apologize. But it only struck me this morning. The Moyer de Gezach, we read before that when Yosef was born, she said, "Oh, Osaf alakim es cherpasi." Vatikra Shema Yosef. Lema? Yosef Ali Ben Achel. Let me have another son. First of all, we haven't explained yet why she needed another son. But second of all, you just called him Yosef because Osef Alakim is Chav Posi. So what are you saying there? Very, very strange. So what did she want the name of this child to be? Or what was it meant that the name of that child should conjure up in her mind? The Teretz is, it's the name itself. How did we touch up Pshat? I would suggest that this is maybe the Pshuta Shemekra. It sounds very much like it. The Pshat is like this. What did you say, Osef Elokim es Cherpasi? The Ribono Lishlom hid my Cherpa. That means the Cherpa is there, I'm still in the Akora. And what was the Bizoyan? The Bizoyan was that they said, look at the Akora, she's in the Akora. So the Ribono Lishlom hid that now. Yeah? But she was aware that in her mind, that Osef Elokim es Cherpasi means he hid my shame, which means that you are the boy, yeah, who allowed me somehow to hide my shame, but you were not able to eliminate my shame. It's not the pshat is that I ceased to be in Akora. No, the pshat is that people don't know it anymore. So why does she want her son to go around carrying such a name? Why would she want to do that? The teretz is, she said, I'd better do something about the name. Osaf also means Yosef, it's also related to Yosef, to add. So I can make the name sort of reminders of Yosef Elokim li ben Achel. Now, why she wanted another son and why she should put that into Yosef's name, that's stuck for today. I think we'll stop in a moment. But maybe next week, because the emphasis Binyamin comes in Vayeshev. So, where is it? Vayishlach? Vayishlach. Yeah, so he comes in Vayishlach, so we can still talk about this tziruv of Yosef and Binyamin. But I just wanted to mention, which is also something which I never noticed before, and that is that I hold that is where Yaakov got his idea from. When Rochel called the child Ben Oni, child of my affliction, and Ve'oviv Korolo Binyamin. Like, where did you get this idea from? Yeah, it's not nice. You're doing this with your wife. Here she is dying on her deathbed, and now you say, okay, yeah, very nice, Ben Oni, but I'm going to make it Binyamin. The difference is, from whom did he learn? He learned from Rachel, Rabban said. That's what Rachel did. What did Rachel do? She was stuck with the name Yosef because Osaf Elokim is Chepusi. The Rebbe Hashem hid my Chepo, which means I'm still in Akora. And she felt the need. Well, that's the way to, for the kid to go around the world. Yeah, my mother's in Akora, or my mother's in Akora. What's going on? So she said, let's find another meaning for this name. It's the same Shoilish, but it can also mean Yosef, and Yosef can be Ben Acher. Like, why it's said in this particular way, like I said, maybe in Yetz Hashem we'll talk about it next week. But what it says over here is that Yaakov said, oh, yeah, if she could do that with Osav, I'll do that with Ben Oni. Yeah, Oni means affliction, but Oni also means strength. Binyamin. It all fits in so beautifully. I was never oimed on that. So before I gave this year, I was sort of afraid. Maybe I haven't got any fresh ideas. Maybe it's all going to be just a repetition from earlier years. But just a little bit of Ian and the Rashis and in the Psukim, I think, has opened up a whole plethora of Chidushim, which I didn't know, which is I'm blushing at my ignorance. But the fact is that way. And so Mirza Shemba, and next week we'll take it a little further. Now that we know how Yosef was born, how Binyamin was born, how the names came about, what the Chepa was, what really the physical components of this story are, so next week we'll think a little bit more about the combination of Yosef and Binyamin.